This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Michelle Renee Garza. Date of birth, August 12, 1963. Case ID number is 5830737. Date of exam, July 21, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 3/25/2023. Identifying information. This is a 60-year-old married female with four children who presented to my office with her husband for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bilateral knee arthritis, comma, left ankle deformity secondary to pes planus and ankle valgus, especially of the left lower extremity, comma, and hypertension. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was July the 4th, 2023, where she worked as a provider for 1 year. Before that time, she worked at Walmart for 7 years and worked at North Alice Bakery for 18 years. During the time that she worked at the bakery, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her husband, and her husband is presently disabled. She is not receiving disability benefits for herself at this time. Allegations number one, bilateral knee osteoarthritis. Number two, left ankle deformity / osteoarthritis / pes planus / ankle valgus. Number three, hypertension. History of allegations. Number one, bilateral knee arthritis. The claimant states that in 2015, she started to have problems with both knees and was told that she had degenerative joint disease. The claimant is morbidly obese and has elephant-type legs and has a tendency to retain fluid, period. She also has a pes planus of the left foot, which doesn't help her in her ambulation. X-rays were taken of the knee, and she was found to have severe degenerative joint disease. She denies any fracture surgeries, but has had multiple steroid injections inserted into both knees for approximately 5 years. She states she would receive the injections 3 times per year. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block slowly, stand for 4 hours, comma, climb 1 flight of steps with the rail, comma, and sometimes bend over to pick up clothes. She's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 20 pounds above her head. She does have an assisted cane that she uses at all times. Her physician is Dr. Carolyn Franklin. She is presently on Tramadol, 100 milligrams, 2 tablets, BID for pain, which does give her relief. Her physical activities include walking to her sister-in-law's house and to the store to get out a little bit. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, and taking care of her children as well as her dogs. She was diagnosed with degenerative bilateral knee osteoarthritis. Allegation number two, left ankle deformity, secondary to pes planus and severe ankle valgus. The claimant states that since she was born, she has had problems with both feet, and especially the deformity of her left foot. The claimant has developed a cellulitis and was in the hospital for 14 days secondary to a left ankle infection, and she has not fully recovered from that infection since 2019. No surgeries have been performed for her foot, and the claimant is morbidly obese, which attributes to her discomfort in ambulating. The claimant has an ankle valgus and a pes planus in both feet, but mostly on the left foot, which appears to be severe in nature. She does not have orthotics and ambulates with clogs that she uses to ambulate with, which appear to be made out of rubber plastic. Her diagnosis was left ankle severe valgus deformity with pes planus and poor circulation. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2018, she was having frontal headaches, which she had been having for approximately 2 years before being diagnosed with hypertension. She also suffers from blurred vision. The claimant denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 144 over 82 mmHg. She is presently on lisinopril 10 milligrams QD. Her blood pressure appears to be fairly controlled at this time. Family history. The father is 80 and suffers from heart disease and degenerative joint disease. She did not know the mother. Medications, Tramadol 100 milligrams, 2 tablets BID, Simvastatin 40 milligrams QD, Lisinopril 10 milligrams QD, Furosemide 20 milligrams QD, potassium supplement QD. Medical problems, hypertension, morbid obesity, hypercholesterolemia, bilateral knee degenerative joint disease, left ankle osteoarthritis with pes planus and ankle valgus. Major surgery, C-section times 4, cellulitis of the left ankle with fluid retention and deformity. Social history. Tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. She states she does drink socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 99.5 Fahrenheit, weight 268 pounds, height 5 feet 5 inches, BP 144 over 82 mmHg, heart rate 82 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 45. General. This is a 60-year-old, morbidly obese female with signs of elephantism of both legs, who appears to be her stated age and is in some mild distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down after the fourth sentence? The claimant has no upper teeth and states that her dentures that were given to her did not fit right. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. And binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese and physical exam was difficult. Could you drop down to extremities? The claimant appeared to have some clubbing type features of her left foot. She suffers from bilateral pes planus, but especially of the left foot, and does have some cyanosis and cellulitis of the left ankle. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant does have severe pitting edema in both legs. Calves were non-tender. The Holman's sign was negative. Skin, the claimant does have cellulitis-type rash, especially of the left ankle, which appears to be an ongoing mild cellulitis, and severe edema of both legs. Neurological. Could you drop down to the last sentence? We were unable to obtain reflexes of the patellar and ankle secondary to the deformity of her legs, but she did have normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a cane. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. She was not able to perform a heel-to-shin exam secondary to morbid obesity, and the Romberg sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but did have some tenderness of the lower extremities. She had severe joint swelling of both lower extremities, especially of the left, and there was erythema, effusion, and deformity noted of the left lower extremity. There was normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings. Of the upper extremities, however, because the claimant is morbidly obese, range of motion of the lower extremities was limited. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees. The claimant was unable to get up on top of the table. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the legs. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both legs, secondary to severe edema and morbid obesity. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels and toes. And although she was able to get up on her toes with much difficulty, the claimant could stand on one foot bilaterally but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires a cane at all times for support. Neurological, grip strength is plus 5 over 5. Bilaterally, cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical for the biceps brachioradialis reflexes. We were unable to obtain a reflex for the patella and Achilles reflex secondary to morbid obesity. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the upper extremities and plus 3 over 5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the left ankle, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the left lower extremity at the level of the ankle and foot area. She is unable to heel and tandem walk normally. She is able to get up on her toes, but is unable to ambulate on the toes as well. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and some limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to severe bilateral elephant-type lower extremities with pedal edema, comma, pes planus, comma, and ankle valgus, especially of the left foot. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, bilateral knee osteoarthritis, dash confirmed with x-rays. The claimant does have some difficulty in ambulating, but mainly because of morbid obesity. Number 2, left ankle deformity secondary to ankle valgus and bilateral pes planus, confirmed with physical examination. She also has severe retention of fluid and cellulitis of both lower extremities. Number 3, hypertension, dash being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 144 over 82 mmHg. She appears to be fairly well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Michelle Renee Garza.